plan on doing that. Hello, Professor. How are you?
Big plans as usual, right, Russ?
Oh, yeah?
You plan on doing that?
Yeah, I am. Here in the next minute or so. As soon as you tell me what it is.
All right. Listen, I got a daddy for you this morning. This is not so much, this is two words, a term. We'll treat it like the word of the day.
Uh-huh.
I suppose if you were to pick a symbol of the United States of America, it would be what? Uncle Sam? Does that sound reasonable?
We'll take it.
The way things are going lately, I'm really scared to say.
Well, how about a similar figure that would be symbolic of Great Britain and England? Have you ever heard the term John Bull?
No.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Two more Harvard PhDs on the radio.
You know it. That's why we're on the radio.
That's right. You
Nikki,
nailed it on that one.
Nikki, you have a certain subtle way of just cutting right through.
My middle name is subtle.
All right. Well, John Bull. There
but you never noticed it before because it's so subtle.
Ron, I'm sorry. I missed that.
I said you never noticed it before because it's so subtle. But go right ahead. I interrupt. I digress.
John Bull, there is our word or term of the day. This is actually a character from a dramatic presentation in the 18th century that's now pretty much obscure. But John Bull has come to symbolize or personify England, all things English, a typical Englishman. So take that to the bank, deposit it, and see if you can drag it out and cash it in your conversation at some point today. John Bull, there is your term or word of the day, a personification of England and all things English.
Doubles.
Are you happy with that?
Doubles. The Bears.
The Bears. He's just changed the subject on me. Yet again
no,
there.
Not really. The Bulls. John Bull.
All right.
Wayne?
Let me just say
that I really appreciate this educational experience. It has been really special.
The cynicism is burning my cell phone up there.
Well, go get in line, get one of those new battery chargers or whatever to take care of that.
Yeah, I heard you going on about that. All right, guys, have a good one. Talk to you in the morning. Take care.
You too, my friend. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
Ron, I have no idea.